Tuesday's featured speakers had plenty of optimism about the year ahead. Tucker Hart Adams of Summit Economics says she sees the picture getting even better, particularly in recent months.
6 months ago, I would have told you it would have been a year of two steps forward and a step back, so very, very sluggish growth. I would tell you now that I think it's going to be a year of maybe four steps forward and then a step back.
Positive prognostications are coming from other economists as well. A recent University of Colorado Leeds School of Business forecast predicts Colorado could be in the top five states for overall jobs growth. And in northern Colorado, Hart Adams says the region is looking especially upbeat when it comes to housing.
Strongest housing growth in the state at 54% through November of this year. Twice the rate the state's housing is growing. Single family up almost 40%. Again, almost twice the rate of growth in the state.
Agriculture will continue to be a dominant force in the new year. While a lot of its performance hangs on rainfall and ongoing drought, Doug Clausen of the accounting and consulting firm Kennedy & Co. says it could be a banner year for one group.
You can see that cow-calf returns, and this would be per head. We've got in excess of $200 per head profit that the cow-calf and the ranching folks have made over the last couple of years. And for 2014, you will see record prices for calves. You will see record profits made in the cow-calf segment.
That's driven by lower feed costs and demand outstripping supply. Another huge economic driver in Weld County is oil and natural gas development. Companies like Anadarko and Noble Energy spent almost $4 billion operating in the Denver-Julesburg Basin last year, and they plan to spend even more in 2014. Rutilio Martinez is an associate business professor at the University of Northern Colorado.
It's expected that the production of oil and gas will increase. Colorado will continue to contribute about 1 to 2% of oil at the national level.
That's trickling down into other things, from government coffers to industrial construction projects to produce and ship the oil, and housing for workers. Michael Ehler is with the real estate company Realtek.
And it's really driven the housing market here in Weld County. You know, our vacancy rate for multifamily, like apartments, is historically low. It's not zero, but it's very, very low. Much of that is driven because of the oil and gas development.
And Ehler says it's not just Greeley in Weld County that will see construction gains in 2014. Fort Collins has almost two dozen projects that have already broken ground or are expected to. Those projects are driven by different forces like high tech and Colorado State University. Overall, he says Tuesday's presentation felt upbeat.
I mean, this is a pretty optimistic forecast from all the presenters. So yes, it is increasing, it's improving. We think that's going to continue.
Despite all the cheerfulness, economist Tucker Hart Adams had a few caveats. She says consumer and business confidence are two factors that could curb growth. It also remains to be seen just how exactly housing will grow. After all, it was a housing bubble that caused much of the Great Recession in 2008. So what needs to be different in 2014?
Well, what I hope to see is a broad-based kind of expansion, not driven just by housing, but driven by a lot of other things which will encourage people to move here and buy houses, and it'll all work together.
Time will tell just how exactly this growth takes shape and how fully Colorado's economy steams ahead. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.